You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 141. The universe is conspiring for your greatness. Happy New Year, family, and welcome back to the show. Woo, we made it. Maybe a little bumped and bruised, but we did it. 2017 put stripes on a lot of backsides, including mine. But Spirit never told us that change and transformation was going to be easy. So I have a lot to talk about with you this year. We're starting out fresh, and I'm going to try to get in more episodes this year because Spirit has some very important information that I'm supposed to share with you. Today, we're going to start our discussion off by talking about your mindset and how important it is to be extremely optimistic as we go further into the new year. You must have the perception that the universe is conspiring for your greatness. This is paramount. It sets the tone for the entire year, and it will influence your life far beyond 2018. This is the mindset that Spirit says we must have moving forward. It's very powerful because you are starting to become a conscious creator, and the belief that the universe is conspiring for your greatness will bring you face to face with your dreams and desires. Things will begin to manifest overnight, and for some of us, it already has started. Time has been sped up, and we're creating our future right now with every thought. We are at the point of conception in every moment. Now, the numerology of this year is 11, and for those of you who've been following my podcast or who know something about numerology, you are already aware that the number 11 is a master number. 11 is the highest octave of the number 2. And when a set of numbers adds up to 11, then you don't reduce it any further because it's a master number. And to gain more insight into what master numbers are, or just to refresh yourself on the number 11, I would recommend going back and listening to episode 58 as well as episode 93. Both of these episodes can help you understand this number vibration more comprehensively and far beyond what we'll discuss here today. We'll touch on what I think is pertinent for our discussion, but the episodes I recommended go much deeper on the power of the number 11. Today, I want to lay a foundation for our future discussions because we're going to get into some deep metaphysical aspects of our universe in future podcasts. It's important for you to understand certain aspects of energy as they manifest in archetypal form. This is really important and is something that Spirit wants me to discuss with you in more detail. Now, I don't want to stray off my topic for today because it sets the tone for all the other episodes that are to come. From my own experience, and you can even go back and see for yourself, that whenever Spirit gives us a topic for the new year, it's always on point because the year ends up being exactly what Spirit says it would be. So now we're being told that this year will be a powerful year of manifestation. It represents the energies that make up the number 11. And this is why it's so important that you go into the new year with the right mindset, completely embracing the belief that everything in the universe is conspiring for your greatness. Because the vibration of 11 deals with the materialization of your thoughts. This year holds powerful energies of instant manifestation. And this is why you have to be very conscious of your thoughts. You have to release your fears and only focus on what you want. Because you are the magician this year. And what you focus on, you will create. Things that you've been desiring and dreaming about for years are going to be possible in 2018. Even if they don't appear to be manifesting, by the end of the year, you will see that many of the things that you've been desiring for a long time have come to pass or have been set in motion. This will be your reality as long as you've been doing the work and you've passed the test of Saturn. And we'll talk more about that in other episodes, because planets represent archetypal energies and Saturn deals with karma. Now let's get back to our discussion. Why is the master number 11 so powerful? It's because the sequence of numbers increases the power of manifestation. When you start seeing a sequence of the number 1, like in 111 or 1111, you have to be careful of your thoughts, because it's an indication that you are surrounded by energies that can manifest your thoughts and desires very quickly. Remember, everything in the universe is energy in the form of a vibration. And that energy is waiting on your constant input to create an outcome for you. Some call this intelligent energy. It's the creative force of our universe. And the number 11 holds these specific vibrations for instant manifestation. Now, when I say instant, I'm not saying that everything you want will pop right in front of your eyes, but it will manifest on the astral plane instantly. Remember that 11 is the highest octave of the number 2, and the vibration 2 is about balance, harmony, partnerships, faith, sensitivity, intuition, emotion, tolerance, diplomacy, endurance, justice, spirituality, and the list goes on. Number 2 rules the moon, which is a feminine energy. And all those attributes are feminine attributes. You go back very Venetian as well, okay? So if you take those attributes and imagine how powerful they would be at their highest vibration, then you will have the vibration of the master number 11. And this is what you can expect to manifest in the year of 2018. We're tapping into a divine level of manifestation and creation. This frequency allows for mastery over physical reality. And when it is expressed, it holds a very powerful, potent energy. Now, I want to remind you of our past discussions about the secret messages of the universe. This dealt with universal codes, codes that we must decipher, that appear all around us in various ways. The number 1 is very significant because it forms the basis of the binary code system, zeros and ones, that are the root of all physical reality. And this is confirmed by physicists and mathematicians. This is why they say we're living in a hologram. So that's something else we'll get into at another time. Very, very deep, very powerful, but very important that you understand how powerful the number 1 is. When you see the number 1 in a sequence, then you must understand that you are being told by the universe that not only is this moment potent, but that you are in the midst of a new beginning. Literally, the fabric of the universe is liquid at this time and being molded by our thoughts and by your thoughts specifically for your life. So when you see 2 or more 1s, it indicates a new direction is possible for you. It's like a portal is opening. It's the trigger point for manifestation of intelligent energy. Your thoughts bring it into being, and this energy materializes in your life for you to see it in the form of the time on the clock, license plates, addresses, birthdays, and so on, so that you are aware that you can tap into this potent force, this potent creative force. It's a coded message for those who understand intelligent energy. It confers a message to you that you must understand the power of this moment. It's for those who are aware, who are awakening, to tap into it and use it for their benefit. You must be conscious in order to use this potent force. And I'm trying to tell you so that you can use this entire year to transform your life, to change it in a big way. I hope you've been listening to me for the past 2 years, because for those of you who've been following my messages, the advice that we've been given from Spirit and doing the work, this year is going to be epic for you. And I'm talking epic. It's going to be crazy. I'm telling you, it's already happening. I'm manifesting like crazy already. All right. So this energy will manifest in the form of new projects, new opportunities, new divine partnerships, the desire for expansion, a change in your surroundings, an opportunity for self-development, an increase in inner strength and courage, the ability to allow love to manifest in your life, and the ability to allow your divine partnerships to manifest. And that's on all levels, not just intimately. It's about us creating communities. Two is about partnerships. So 11 is divine partnerships. It will support the fulfillment of your dreams and long-term goals and aspirations. Things that you've been working on for a long time, even if you've just been working on them in your head. This energy supports well-earned success. And these are just some of the ways that the potent energy of 11 can manifest in your life in 2018. So this is a message to those of you who are conscious and awakening, that the universe is supporting you. You must take your power back and release your fears because you have divine backing at this time. You can create your desires with ease in 2018, but you must remember that the power to create with ease also has a great responsibility attached to it. You must be optimistic in your thinking because you can create whatever you focus on, be it something wanted or unwanted. 11 is a supportive energy that assists you in creating change. You can rise to the level of a master creator at this time. You will experience things that you've never experienced before in this year. You know how we say only in your dreams? Well, this is the year that it will be possible. When you begin to co-create with these powerful universal energies, then there's nothing you can't accomplish. And just remember that whatever doesn't appear to be manifesting is being set in motion for future manifestation. Those things may need other elements to come into play. But if you've been doing the work and laying the energetic grid work for your goals and desires, then you can expect great rewards to manifest for you in this year. Again, expect a phenomenal year. I want to thank you all for taking the time to listen today. And I'll be returning soon because we have lots of messages from Spirit. And don't forget to share this episode with someone you know it will resonate with. Until we speak again, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.